All right, we're rolling, so.
All right, I'm Ishan and I give consent to this interview.
Hi, my name's Taryn and I also give consent to be interviewed.
My name's Craig, and I also give consent to be interviewed for the archive. So today is December 2nd, 2020, and we're just gonna do a quick interview about how our perceptions of the pandemic in general have been affected by taking a class on past pandemics. So I'm going to start off just by asking, how has learning all this historical context about so many different pandemics in different areas of the world, has learning all this made you feel better about the COVID-19 pandemic, or made you feel worse, or something in between, or something different?
Yeah, so I think I feel definitely worse about our response to the pandemic just because we've seen in previous pandemics that there's aspects that we could learn upon, and it seems like we haven't taken the necessary steps to do that, and that's kind of disappointing. Like for example, wearing masks and social distancing, we've kind of learned that from influenza, but like it's not fully implemented in society today. So we definitely there's definitely aspects that we should have learned and taken steps towards improving, but we actually haven't.
I completely agree with that, Ishan. I think it is discouraging to see how we have repeated some of the mistakes that we have experienced in prior pandemics. Before this course, I really hadn't considered a situation where people have been faced with a pandemic in the past, like we are right now. I do think, in a slight way, it's reassuring to see that society has bounced back from pandemics in the past, whether or not it's been a productive response. I think that learning about past pandemics has made me realize that we will get past this one as well, which is something I hadn't really considered before taking this course.
Definitely. And I would just say, in general, it's sad to see us falling for a lot of the same mistakes that humans have made over and over again. But I think at this point, we are definitely better poised than we've ever been to deal with it. So that's a good transition for Sean to ask his question now.
Yeah, so what would someone who lived during the influenza time think about our response to COVID today?
I think they would be shocked to see a rather similar response 100 years in the future. The masks would be something that they were very used to, and we see that paralleled nowadays. We also read an article about an anti-mask group in San Francisco, and I think they would also see similarities in society nowadays as well. So I think, as we mentioned earlier, it's kind of interesting and a little disheartening to see that the responses now are pretty spot on to the way that they acted over 100 years ago.
Yeah, and I would agree. I mean, I think a lot of mistakes have repeated themselves, and so they'd see a lot of familiar things, especially with sort of opposition to state mandates in general. But I don't know, I think really what would surprise someone who lived through influenza is people's ability to deny that the pandemic exists, because influenza was just so ever present. Everybody knew somebody that had died, and here it's a little more possible this year to sort of live in a bubble and try to deny that it's happening and that there's like a government cover up. And I think like the nature of informational exchange has really changed since then. And that's probably one of the biggest factors in how people have understood COVID versus how they would have viewed influenza. So, yeah, it'd be sort of a mixture of recognition and just like, what the heck are y'all doing?
Yeah, I think that's like a common trend, or main takeaway from the question is that there's really no difference that we've taken steps to advance in. And with Taryn's questions coming up about the increase in science, and we'll see if that actually makes a difference in our response.
Yeah, so I think that definitely the similarities are kind of frightening. If we saw headlines from the 19 to 18 influenza outbreak, we could have assumed there are headlines from nowadays. But that just leads me to wonder, do you guys think that the increased scientific knowledge we have now of the COVID-19 disease compared to not people's knowledge from earlier outbreaks and pandemics, do you think that that increased knowledge has really helped us in any of our responses, or just how do you guys see that comparison?
Yeah, I mean, When you think about how a vaccine is about to come out, definitely that's going to help. And I think in many ways, like, I don't know, our ability to treat people has improved vastly. Our ability to deal with, an overwhelming amount of patients is certainly better than it was in 1918. We're still being overwhelmed. The medical field is really struggling right now. But I don't know, in ways that are much less serious, right? We talk about COVID being serious, and it is, but numbers-wise, it's nowhere near really what influenza ended up being. So I think it has helped in that respect, but I think in another sense, there's sort of an over-reliance in people's minds on how good medicine is. And I think that leads to people taking risks that they wouldn't and that they shouldn't, with just sort of this assumption, it's just the flu, assuming that the flu is never going to kill anyone, but it does and it has, and COVID is also killing people, so.
Right. Yeah. Going off of that, I think with the science and saying that kids aren't going to be like as likely to have like more long-term damage and might not be spreading the disease and having effects from it. I think that scientific knowledge kind of stabbed us in the back because they could still be carriers and they could still be spreading the disease. So in that sense, I think, yeah, science has definitely kind of hurt us there, but in other ways it's helped us. From the Black Plague, we've seen that like the kind of the beak masks, and they don't really know why it's spreading and like what the main causes and stuff like that. So now we do know, and instead of wearing the beak masks, we wear masks and we social distance, hopefully. And so we do have more knowledge on that aspect. And so I think science has helped and hurt us in certain ways.
Yeah, I'd agree with both of you. I think that some of the responses on a larger level and the very recent findings of a vaccine that was done so quickly is definitely a positive outcome of scientific knowledge. However, I think that what I saw in previous pandemics we learned about with people's denial was a little more justified since they didn't really know what's going on. But I do find it frustrating personally that people nowadays are still denying what has been proven as helpful and still going against some regulations that have been put into place for the best, better of society.
For sure. Cool. Yeah, so those are our questions that we prepared. Yeah, but I think just sort of as a final way to go out, like, I don't know, it's interesting getting more context like this because you'd think it'd really throw everything into clarity and be like, oh, all this has happened before. But, every pandemic is new. Every pandemic has new social conditions. So I don't know. It's useful to know about the past, but future is still a big unknown, right?
I agree with that completely. I also wonder, because I know I didn't know any of this before coming into this course, and I've impressed some family and friends with the new knowledge, and I'm curious how others would respond to increased knowledge of past pandemics, considering a lot of people might just be living in the present and not really understand that this is a reflection of what we've gone through before. But as you mentioned, I think the future will really be telling after COVID-19.
Yeah, if people do know this knowledge, do you think they would learn from it? Hopefully they learn from it, but in the past we haven't done that. So yeah, it's all up in the air and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we'll have to wait.
Fingers
Wait for
crossed.
2021.
Oh boy. Alrighty. I guess that does it. I'm gonna
Okay.
pause the recording.